Now, to coincide with National Biodiversity Week, which runs until this Sunday, Shannon Airport Group has announced the completion of the initial phase of its farmland biodiversity enhancement project. This initiative marks the first use of grazing cattle on airport-owned land in Ireland, with the aim of preserving habitats for rare and endangered plant life, as well as insects, as our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox has been finding out.
The cattle have checked in at Shannon. A herd of six Drummen, a native rare breed in Ireland, have been brought here as part of the airport's biodiversity enhancement project. Arriving onto a 10-acre site less than 2 kilometres from the runway for conservation grazing, with the airport-owned land home to endangered species of grasses and flowers.
It's a regenerative form of managing the land. And so we're really going back to how the land would have been managed many years ago.
Sinead Murphy is Head of Sustainability with Shannon Airport Group.
So we've worked with a local farmer who's brought in heritage breed cattle onto the site, and the cattle really keep back the scrub, and they're also very light cattle as well in comparison to standard cattle, and that really stops the ground being compacted, and this allows the flowers and the grasses to flourish. So we have calcareous rich grassland and we have base fen habitat, and that brings with it lots of species, orchids in particular. So we have the pyramidal orchid, the spotted orchid, the bee orchid, the marsh orchid, and we've lots of different grasses as well. It's really about conserving the biodiversity that's here and keeping it as biodiverse and promoting that as much as possible.
This land was actually belonged to my grandfather, and we call it Krugai, which is Teary Seal, which is translated into English. Was dug out and put under the jet runaway, as they called it at the time, and I suppose nature has reclaimed it back again now, and there's a lot of vegetation and trees, shrubs.
The project is supported by local farmer John Quinlevin.
I was asked to, would I be interested in putting some native breed cattle, so I bought these lads here, 6 Drummens, and they've settled in fine. They're not big cattle, not overly big, they're not very small either, but they're, I suppose they come to around 300 kilos carcass weight. They're keeping down the vegetation, so the rare flowers and plants that were found in the area will thrive. So the idea is to try and have them, during the winter time especially, graze it out and give room for the rare flowers to prosper and develop.
Late last year, a team from the airport came onto the site to clear scrub and get it ready for the cattle. Now we're in growing season, the cattle will go, and the next step is to see if the plan is working. And that's where digital biodiversity monitoring comes in.
So in this device, we're using computer vision and we've onboard computers. So we're essentially, it's like having a pair of eyes in the field at all times. So what it's doing is looking out for the different types of insects, and then we quantify and measure them as well.
Meg Brennan is founder of Pollino, a company that develops devices that detect and identify insect pollinators. She'll be placing her tech across the site.
Our devices, they sit out here for weeks and months at a time, and what they do, they're counting the types of different insects we're seeing, so different bees, butterflies, moths, hoverflies, and how many of them. Year on year, we can see that change in progression over time. So typically on sites like this that have been managed for nature, we hopefully see that increase over time, which is an indicator of biodiversity in the area. We're working with the ecologists and botanists on site, as well as our data, to see that what the actions they've taken have improved the local biodiversity.
This farmland project is the latest arrival as part of Shannon Airport's Biodiversity Action Plan, with a number of initiatives already in place. Here's Sinead Murphy again.
They range from things like pollinator-friendly management of our landscaping, so reducing our mowing, pollinator-friendly planting. We've also installed about 30 bat, bee and bird boxes, actually, as nesting habitat across our Shannon Airport business park. We also have constructed a biodiversity garden, and this was a community project because we worked with local primary schools to design the garden, and it's really well used.
And with those lovely bird sounds, that's Sinead Murphy from Shannon Airport Group, ending that report from Angus Cox. It's 8:15.